from a 410 number.
Hello, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on? This is John, Local Splash. How you doing?
Hey, John. How you doing?
Hey, man, not bad at all over here. A little cold, but I'm okay.
Where are you at?
I actually moved to Pennsylvania, so I'm still not used to the cold weather here.
Well, I'm in the south of you, but it's pretty warm here today.
Oh, man, I'm a little jealous then. I think I was spoiled with the Florida weather where I used to live, so I don't know.
But I'm going to do it.
Well, I'm glad you guys are warm over there. So, Jimmy, I know we wanted to speak a little bit today further. Have you speak with Ollie and kind of compare and contrast a few things here about your Google listing. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Awesome. So let's start off with the how did it go with Ollie? Is there some things that was great, some things that, you know, you would change, or?
You mean as far as the phone call we made Friday, or as far as the...
A little bit of both, because I know you wanted to, you know, figure out a few things with them getting the WIP money and all that stuff. And there's a lot of things happening in motion there. So.
Well, we talked to them.
Okay.
But when we got off the phone, I understood it to be one way, and my wife understood it to be the opposite. So I don't know where the Sam Hill we're at, but...
okay.
I'm just going to leave it up to her.
Okay.
She said she understood it one way and I didn't, so maybe I wasn't paying attention. I don't know.
No, it's all right. Well, maybe is she about, is Colleen available?
Yeah, she's right here.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Hey, good to hear from you. So, Colleen, talk to me. What did they say about this website? Let's start with this.
Well, I got the impression that after 12 months, we own the website. It would be ours.
Completely.
And
okay.
We could let the website go at any time if we wanted.
Okay.
But if we wanted to keep the website, we would have to pay $1,500.
Wow.
If we wanted to keep it. But I understood that we had to pay the $1,500 regardless is what I understood from it, but she said not. So from her understanding of it, we can get out of it at any point, evidently. We just lose the website.
Got it.
And the money
that
we've already put into it.
For the website. Okay. So.
Well, and the monthly fee.
And the monthly fee.
We're in the website right yet. All we've been paying is a monthly fee. We've not really put anything in the website.
Gotcha,
Money-wise.
Okay. So, I hope I'm not coming off wrong here, but technically, I mean, because like we showed, you know, previously, I don't know if you guys looked up your company or, you know, keywords in different areas. There was only for one thing, one area. Everything else was kind of towards, some of them weren't even on the first page at all. So that's something we can definitely help you out with then. You know, and also for the website on there, like I said, I'll go with the suggestion of this. I wouldn't cancel right away. I would let our team, you know, get everything started, have our team introduce themselves to you, go over that website specifically, so that way they can, you know, like pretty much mimic exactly what you guys have. And if you guys want to make some adjustments or modifications, they can do that as well too. But for our website, it's only $299 upfront for that. For the actual package itself, though, it's $249 month to month. Now, how much, it's been over the weekend a little bit, so jog my memory a little bit. How much are you guys paying just regular for month to month with them?
$450.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's almost like paying for a month this will take care of your whole month, but it's also taking care of your website completely on there as well, too. So you never pay for the website again.
So, if we pay the $299 to have the website mimicked or built or whatever we decide to do, when
we get that done,
it's ours.
Yeah, we get that done within the first 7 to 14 days. Of course, we want to use that same, make sure the same domain name. We don't want you guys, their customers, to get confused either.
Right.
That way, when it's up and running, you can say, okay, cool, we're good to go. And then you can cancel the website at that point. So that way your website's constantly live, you're not having a double payment for anything, and we're all on the same page.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's up to Colleen, whatever she wants to do. She pays the bills.
Okay, so okay. So Colleen, talk to me. How do you feel about this so far then?
Well, one of the questions that I have, John, is whenever if we go this route, if we go with you guys,
okay,
are we going to be talking to like 4 and 5 different people, or are you our main contact?
So great question. To answer that with truth and honesty here, I mean, during this process of getting started, I text my number usually, and is also through email, so that we have many forms of contact for me. But our team is that good that 99% of our customer, or my customers, I would say, like that I sign up through local Splash here, don't even need me, unless they call to upgrade their package that they're doing so well. That's pretty much what that is. Now, when it comes to website or Facebook ads or Google, we have a different team available for each section that's all very knowledgeable with each account. The reason I say that in that sense is because we have 11,000 companies we currently work with throughout the U.S. We want to make sure we're always available as much as possible to get things done in a timely manner for you guys. So that's very important to us, and I'm sure that's important to you guys as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's voice-activated phone. So when you call the number, you can say website, and there'll always be someone available that will be able to take care of you guys for the website. Or let's say Facebook ads or Google business profile, however the case may be. If for any reason you guys are having trouble communicating with them or not getting back to you in a timely manner, the best way to contact me is through email, because if I'm on the phone, I can actually still look at my email and I can call you right after and still put in a request for whatever needs to be done. That way they can talk to you within that first 24 hours. That's how fast I'll make sure things happen for you.
Okay.
All right. So I just want to make sure we're going to put everything in here included for your package. We got local, you got the local directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple. You'll have the first page gate Google listing for the keywords in all the areas. We want to make sure to cover all of them. Okay. And then also, of course, website we were talking about. And then also your Facebook ads with target marketing ads as well too, with an account management team to help you guys out Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. our time. And then last but not least, your tracking system, so that way you can see everything come to fruition yourself and update things if you wanted to as well too. So not just us taking care of everything. We want to make sure if you wanted to do things to have hands on, you're more than welcome to.
Okay.
So Colleen, balls in your court here. What do you think?
Well, I'm just tired of throwing money away, to be honest with you.
I know. When I saw your guys' business and I started researching with you guys on the phone last week, I was like, man, they're paying for something a little overpriced, if you ask me, for something that they're not receiving as well. I mean, I'm not going to lie, though. They definitely got you guys your foot in the door here. You got you verified, you know, you got some keywords working in some areas, I'm going to say. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that. But for what you guys are looking for to get return on your investment too, I mean, return on your investment is strong, right? It's very important. I look at it both ways, though. Not only got to have a good, strong return on your investment, but you also got to make sure your money's not bleeding out the door either, right, on the back end. So saving money is just as important, right? So this is also going to help not only for short term, but for long term for you guys as well. I think that's the, when I talk to you guys, that's the most important piece. And that includes your website, right? You not have to worry about paying for a website and doing all these other things for it. You have a team available for you. And not to mention your monthly is definitely being saved a lot. $200 a month right there that goes a long way.
Yeah. Well, I guess
no contract, right?
Correct, no contract.
Month to month. Yeah.
Yep. And actually, I did ask on Friday, actually, just in case I wasn't too sure if that was something you guys wanted to look to save things in the future. So I just put the notes on the account for it. But let's say down the road, 6 months down the road, you're like, man, this is doing very well. But, you know, we wanted to figure out more ways to save money if we can. I did actually get approved. But I'm not saying that we could do this now or unless you wanted to. I have to ask again. But later down the future when you're saying, hey, listen, John, this is doing very well. What else can we do to save more money? We can put it for where you do, you know, you pay off for 3 months or 6 months like increments. And that way it brings the pricing down as well, too. But again, I just wanted to be proactive than reactive on that. So I just want to give you a heads up on that.
Okay. So like later down the road, if we decided to pay for 6 months in advance, we could get a discount on the monthly fee.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So let's say if I was to do like, cause right now you guys are at $249. Normally that would be, I'm around, okay? $1,500 for 6 months, right? Well, but instead of paying $1,500, you'll have an extra $200 off. So for 6 months. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways to help you guys out. And I already put the notes on the account for that for the future for you guys.
Okay. Sorry if I holler, but we got a dog that just got back from training and.
That's okay.
It's all in one word commands, and we try to use the commands instead of the collar. So.
There you go. Yeah. I love that.
So, all right. I just want to make sure.
I will make sure, Colleen, today.
You know, but yeah. I'm just going to say, because technically we're not under a contract with them. So technically, worst case scenario, this is the worst case scenario, is they take out the money on the 5th of the month.
Okay.
So they've taken out this month. So we've got this whole month to keep that website live.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. So that buys you a lot of time. And I would say this, though, Colleen, then, when we're getting started on the website and stuff, tell our team, say, hey, listen, we're only keeping this live with them for right now to see what you guys can really mimic on this and update and, you know, possibly even upgrade in a sense because we're looking to keep it the way it's working right now. We don't want to change much of it. But if we can make it more user-friendly, then by all means, let's give it a shot. But put that pressure on them a little bit. The more you're open to them, the better and smoother this process becomes for you and for the company.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to keep that live and have to keep paying them $450 a month and paying you guys $249 a month on top of that.
That would be, that'd be wasting money.
My accountant's already going to have a stroke when he sees that.
I understand. Yes, ma'am. We'll make sure let's do this then. We'll set up that time and everything. I'll work with you guys right now. And if you guys got 10 minutes here, I'll put everything in here and then even set up the time and day for our technician team to, you know, go over that with you. Because I think that's very important that they introduce themselves to you. You guys feel comfortable with them. So you can see what they're made of. So, now, I don't know whose account I'm going to put this under then. Would it be under Jimmy's or via you, Colleen? Or?
Yeah, it should be under me. The business is in my name.
Okay.
I'm the sole owner of the business.
Okay, perfect. And Colleen, I remember a spelling because I was pronouncing your name completely wrong before. Was it Colleen?
Yes.
Okay. And sorry about that again. I feel so bad.
That's okay.
All right.
My own grandmother called me Colleen, so.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, you want a real laugh? My parent, I didn't know my first name until I was 11 years old. My parents called me by my middle name until I saw my birth certificate. I'm like, man, even to this day, I still use my middle name, Jonathan. But my first name is David. I'm like, who's David? Like, that's you. I'm like, what?
That's about like my one of our grandson, our first grandchild. He's a fifth generation. Well, by my first marriage, he's a fifth generation. So his name is Roy Thomas Willie the Fifth. But they call him 10. So when you register him for school, you have to register him as legal name. His teachers are calling Roy, and he's like, who's Roy? He doesn't. He's just finally gotten the hang of it, I think, the past year or so. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm Penn.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
That's not even a middle name for him. I mean, that's just...
Wow.
Yeah, that's just the name. Yeah, so I feel you. I feel you. But yeah, if you'll put the account in my name, since
okay.
My name is actually on the business as the sole owner.
Okay. All right, perfect. And Colleen, how do you spell the last name?
D as in David,
uh-huh.
R-I-S-C-O-L-L.
All right. That's cool. And then I have the emails, the same one, washallclean@gmail.com. And then let me put here. Now, this part is for Google, and I want to make sure I always touch base on this because some customers like things differently. But as far as the business name, it's All Clean Pressure Washing. And then I have the business address as 38116 Robin Hood Road. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What a cool street name. I'm sorry. When I saw that first time, I'm like, get out of here. That can't be right. oh, man. It was pretty cool. All right. So now the website, I'm going to put this in here so that way they know what to look at as well. I can set up this technician call for you guys as early as tomorrow. Like, that's as soon as I can do it. Do you guys have like an hour window or one of you guys to go ahead and go over that with them?
What do you got going on tomorrow?
I got to do that roof around in town. It'd be late tomorrow. Well, it depends where.
Well, I'm working till 3 anyway. Do you want to try to do something Wednesday?
How late can they do something, John?
Shoot. Let me see here. We go as late as like 6 o'clock. The latest I have is from 6 to 7.
Yeah, we might have to do something like that. Time I get out of the woods.
All right, perfect. Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you guys a Google invite to that email, and I'm going to send that same one over to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. If for any reason you guys need to reschedule, if it's taking too long or anything of that nature, just let them know. Just say, hey, listen, I need to reschedule, or whatever the case may be, they'll be more than willing to accommodate for that, okay?
Okay. So right now it's going to be for tomorrow at 6?
Yes, they'll call you between 6 to 7. I mean, it could last an hour. Just depends on how much content and questions you might have, but, I mean, they'll work with you guys on things, okay? And Colleen, I'm going to put your phone number for them to call. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Now, this is coming from my email as well. I'm not sure if I sent an email to you guys previously, but I want to make sure you have another form of contact for me. So let me send it right now. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know you got it. I'm going to put a reminder for them as well.
Yeah, I just got an invitation.
Perfect. Yep. Again, nothing further than just hitting yes on there, okay?
So you need me to do that now?
That would be great. Yes, ma'am. Because I'm setting it up for tomorrow. I want to make sure that they hit yes, too.
Okay.
All right.
I hit yes. It said responding yes.
Perfect. I got it over here. They're going to see that, and they're going to jump on that right now as well. Okay. So the next parts here, these parts are all for Google. I know I can look right on Google, so I know if it's repetitive questions here. But as far as your hours of operations, it shows on Google that you guys are open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7. Do you guys want to keep that the same?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And anything we're going over right now, don't feel like you guys are married to it, okay? I want to make sure if you ever feel like you need to make adjustments or changes, let our team know, utilize them. That's what they're there for, okay? It's all included in your package. And then for the customers, though, how would you like them to contact? Who do you want them to contact?
The cell phone number that we have on the business, the 302-245-1446.
That one? Okay. All right. And then would you like them to email as well or just a phone call?
I mean, they can email or call.
Okay.
If they call, they'll get him. If they email, they'll get me, which I can give to him and call back if it's for an estimate or something.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll make sure of that. And then also, far as your distance. Now, I remember last time we spoke, there's some specific areas as well. I mean, this package goes up to 50 miles out if you needed to. So how would you guys like to go about that?
He says 40.
40 miles it is. Okay. And you can always narrow things down. Again, you can always adjust from there or spread it out further. Okay. Now, how do you guys accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you do check, PayPal, Zelle, or anything like that?
We do cash, check. Yeah, that's about it, because he's technically challenged, and he's normally there on the job for the payment. I'm not normally there.
Okay, that's all right. No worries. All right, so I'm going to put it here. And the smoother, easier process during that whole thing, the better it is for the customer's experience and for you guys. That's all it is, too. And I'm going to put the
website. Yeah, it might be something we're looking at later down the road, but at this point, I think I'm just going to leave it there.
Cash and check.
Yeah.
I mean, I have PayPal and Venmo, but not set up for the business, so I prefer to just keep it as cash and check right now. Keep it simple.
Yeah, sure thing. Okay. Not a problem. I'm putting notes for the website as well. Sorry, I just want to make sure they know exactly what to do for you guys, okay? So I'm putting this all in here.
Yeah, and I'm going to say something to him while you're doing that. Remind me tonight to look into a card reader, though. They do have a thing that you can connect to the phone, and people can pay by way of credit card. And it goes right directly into your bank.
So yep, they usually do a cube or something. Square, that's what it's called. That's another one.
Yeah, I just know my hairdresser does it because the salon that she works in, I guess they rent a space, so the money doesn't go directly to the salon. It goes directly into her account, and then she pays so much a month to the salon, I guess.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But she has something that she connects to her phone, and she swipes my card when I go. So that's been something I've been meaning to check into, but I've had too much going on. So.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's worth it, you know.
More of it is not, because that's what they're trying to do, is eliminate cash payments. So that's what the government wants to do, is eliminate it. So
that's a whole other story right there for me. But now, the next thing, you guys, the business, I have to ask, I know, I'm pretty sure I already know, but your business is licensed and insured?
It's licensed, yes.
Okay. All right. And then,
it's going to be insured.
Okay,
By next season, I mean, the season takes off again, it's going to be insured.
Okay. Perfect. Boom. And then you guys, I'm just putting notes for our team. The more notes I put in here for them, the better it is for you guys on this next call here. And I just want to make sure they know exactly what to do, okay? So, sorry if I'm just typing away. I'm not being too responsive here.
Okay. That's all right. We're trying to keep an eye on the dog, too. So.
Oh, okay. What kind of dog do you guys have?
We have labs.
Labrador, smart dog.
Yeah, we have two labs. We have a 10-year-old. She just turned 10. She's a lab mix. She's lab and pointer. And then we just got a lab puppy back in May. So we had to send her off for some training because she was a little hard-headed.
Oh, really? My father had a French Bull Mastiff, and a very loving dog and everything, and he paid thousands and thousands of dollars to have this dog not eat out of the garbage and pretty much go the bare essential stuff, right? And the funniest story is he paid all this money, and the guy came over, you know, after a week of training, and he goes, okay, so your dog's very, very smart, and he's like, okay, what do I need to do? And he's like, okay, when you take out your trash, make sure to close the lid. He said, anytime your dog eats or drinks, about a half hour later, take it for a walk.
Wow.
I swear.
She didn't go for that kind of training. She went for the kind of training that when I say come, that I want her to come and not run the other direction.
Yeah. I get that. Just imagine paying that much money for that, though. It's like, oh, man.
she had the basics as far as to sit for a treat and let us know she had to go out and that kind of stuff. But It was just whenever she was outside, if she got something on her mind, and you could call her till the cows come home, and she wasn't coming back.
Oh, wow. No. You got to know its owners there, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the next thing, for Jimmy, last name, same thing, Driscoll? Spelled
yeah.
same way, everything like that? Okay. And then
yeah.
let's go over any type of services that you guys have to offer. I mean, I have pressure washing. I got soft washing, roof cleaning. I want to make sure I put as much as possible here for you. Do you
yeah,
do gutter cleaning or anything like that?
Houses, fencing, decks, concrete, gutters.
Concrete, gutters, okay.
And roofs.
Got it. Yep. Okay. And then what else here? I'm just kind of looking at the website as well, too. Maybe I can pick up some stuff here. It looks like it's pretty solid. Nice fence roof, soft wash.
Yeah. Does it say the soft wash?
It does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you like me to put like sidewalks, driveways, or anything like that as well? You do anything
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
You never know, right? It could be a big job from it. Yeah. I've seen so many now, so that's why I'm like, as you can tell, it's not my first rodeo.
Yeah.
All right. And then I think I have pretty much it here. Let me double check. Let's do triple here. Oh, Facebook page. I came across like a few different ones, so I wasn't sure which one was yours, if you have one or not.
We don't have
one. You don't have one yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. But do you guys have at least a personal page for a Facebook?
I have a personal page, but I
okay.
don't do much on it. I only had it because I did a bunch of rescue stuff. And
okay. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the only requirement we have is for us to develop a Facebook business page so that way we can get those target marketing ads out there for you as well, is you need to have a personal page. Now, we don't look anything of that. It's just making sure that you have control over if customers reach out to you through the business page, right? So you'll be able to see everything. That's the only requirement we have for that. They're going to develop one for you guys, okay? So just let them know how often you want them to put promotions out or things like that as well, too. That way they do deliver, okay? So it's important. And
okay. Do we have to do a Facebook page?
I'm going to say it like this. It's included in a package I put here for you to get more bang for your buck rather than not doing it. Because if you don't do it, it's still the same pricing. I'd rather your money going towards something than nothing. And it actually does bring in a lot more quality calls, I guess you could say, because the local areas, everyone goes on Facebook for that. So I'd rather you guys not miss those opportunities, especially if the customers could see you more options and more areas, more avenues. You're definitely getting more calls from that. So that's what my suggestion is, but it's included. I'll put that in a paper for you as well.
Yeah, I was going to say we'll have to discuss that because we're not big Facebook fans.
Okay, honestly, I'm not a big Facebook fan myself, so I do not use it for personal, but business it definitely helps. So all right, I'll put this in the notes that still deciding if you would like to keep or if you would like to add a Facebook or not. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Perfect. I'm all set here. I'm sending this to them now. Now, the next part, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure you guys are well protected by putting this all onto recording, as well as, of course, after payment, I'll send you your invoice and be on the phone with you guys so you see everything for yourself, okay? Now, Colleen, I will ask a few questions in the beginning and the verification part here just to verify who you are. But if you have any questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for. But in the meantime,
okay.
I'm also going to put the pricing in there, and I'm also going to make sure to put in how to go as and cancel if that was the case in the future. But knock on wood, hopefully we own your business for a very long time, okay? So
Okay.
And without further ado, let me go ahead and get started. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All Clean Pressure Washing.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Colleen Driscoll, owner.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
That is correct.
All right. And so to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause for a second on that part. It's very, very important, not only just to us and to you, but also just in general here, that you're not falling for any traps out there. So after this recording part here, I'm going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, we will always ask that security question. We will never give out your answer. That way, you know it's us that you're talking to, and we'll know it's you, because as long as you don't forget your own answer to the question, okay?
Okay.
That's very important. All right. Just want to make sure you guys are protected. Sorry. All right, I'll continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 6th in the non-refundable amount of only $548. This is including your website as well, too. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 6th of every month, so the same day, in the amount of only $249, and it will be a recurring payment month to month from there. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at our 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. Now, before I continue any further here, I want to make sure you guys save this number. Let me know when you're ready.
Is it going to be a phone number or another number?
Phone number.
Okay.
All right. So it's going to be – oh, let me know when you're ready. Sorry.
I'm ready.
All right. So it's 877. 635-6225.
Okay. And what is that number?
Save it as Local Splash.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. And then the next part we're going to do is the security question. So let me pull this up really quick here. Okay. Typing correctly. Perfect. Okay. So we have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Is that on the list?
These are the 3 security questions that you get to choose from: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first dog's name.
Yeah. And you can pick up any answer. Just make sure, no, we will never give it out. We just want to make sure that something's secure, that, you know, we can make sure that we're comfortable.
Or do you want to do Gabby? Yeah, well, it'll be Gabby.
Okay, so first pet's name then, right?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
That's okay. All right. And am I spelling – well, I have a friend that's – her name is Gabby, so is it G-A-B-B-Y, or do you guys spell it differently?
G-A-B-B-I-E.
I-E. Okay, beautiful. All right. Now, again, anytime we call in, if we talk about anything specific, pricing and stuff like that, they have to ask the question. If they don't ask it, I suggest – highly suggest you say, hey, what's my security question? And they'll ask a security question. But again, they will never give out that answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then on the card that we're using today, is it under your name, Colleen?
It's actually, it's the business name and my name.
Okay, perfect. That's okay. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, or is it different, the 38116?
No, it's the same.
Same? Okay, perfect. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
I think that card is the debit card. I think it's a MasterCard.
They always confuse me. It's three circles or something.
Let me grab it real fast.
Okay, perfect.
MasterCard.
It is a Master. Okay. All right. And for security purposes,
I'm assuming it's a MasterCard. It's got the two circles.
Yeah, right? Someone tried to tell me it was three circles, and I'm like, I don't think so. But anyway, jokes aside here, for security purposes, Colleen, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5512. 5800.
Okay.
0031.
Okay.
3776.
Awesome. And then expiration date?
0925.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
387.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Now, before I process any payment, I like to refresh the accounts just a few times because now you know I'm not lying. This is at our lowest possible price for you guys or any customer here, so I want to make sure it stays that way just by resetting it all the time really quick here, okay, before I charge anything.
Okay.
Now you know I'm lying. I'm not lying, though. So. All right, so I'm going to refresh it here. This looks good. Here, that's there. So far, so good. Okay. Everything is looking good. I want to make sure I get reapproval on this from the uppers because I made sure to give you guys this huge discount on here, and I put it through, and I'm waiting for the reply on this one. As soon as it is, I'll go ahead and process this payment only for $548. Once it goes through, you're going to receive a text and an email. I want to make sure when I do proceed with that, stay on the phone with me. Do not hang up the phone, okay? I want to make sure I keep my promises here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure you see your invoice. Yes, ma'am. All right. So I'm waiting for this here. Okay, it looks like it's good. Refresh. Okay, let me put this in here. Just waiting for him to update the system, and I can go ahead and press it now.
Okay.
Now, don't forget, tomorrow is your technician call late in the afternoon. If for any reason, please let them know. They will ask the security. I may try to call in with them, though, to introduce you guys. But if I'm on a call or in a meeting by any means, they're going to give you a call, and they will ask that security question as well, too. Okay, it's very important we keep to that. I have to mention, I have had customers that got called upon. They said their name is John, even before, from Local Splash. They had no idea what a security question was or anything. And There's unfortunate people like that. So they don't know anything of that security question. You hang up and you call that 877 number, though. Okay? All right. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment here for only $548. Here we go. Going through. Billing address. Oh my gosh. Okay. There we go. Don't know why the billing address changed there. I'm so sorry. Okay. Let me know as soon as that payment comes through on your side here. I'm processing it right now.
That's fine. Does it come in email or text message?
It's going to come through both. So whichever comes first, yeah, I want to make sure I direct you through it, though. It just went through on my side, so let me know. It's both going to send, but I want to make sure you can see the breakdown of everything, too. Should be coming soon, though.
No. Is it coming to my text, or?
It's going to come to you.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything yet.
Well, it's saying it's in queue to send. That's kind of weird.
Put this way. I'm headed.
If not, I'm going to manually send it, if not, so.
I'm headed back up to the house anyway.
Okay. We're in this last part here, so you're all set here, but I just want to make sure I keep to my promises, you know?
I just know sometimes the receptionist is good out there, but...
Oh.
I still haven't gotten anything, and I'm in the house at the network extender, so.
Okay. This is that last piece. I just want to make sure you see it. That's all. Make sure here.
Oh, this ain't good. this is my real job. I come back and my computer is,
What's going on with the computer? Everything okay?
I'm not sure. It's not letting me sign back in. I'm sorry. I got to get signed back into my real job. To my everyday paycheck.
Okay. So, do your thing here. I'm going to send you a text right now for your invoice, at least, because the invoice I'm showing on my side on the computer here is saying it's in queue. I don't know if it's because reception or what, but it's.
Yeah, I still don't even have an email.
Yeah. So the email is showing me as like in queue, like it's trying to send it. So I don't know. I have the right email. Yep.
Oh, wow. So this is like my whole flipping system shut down. What the hell?
All right. I'm going to send you a text, too, with the invoice right now, as manually here. See if that will go push it through.
Yeah,
Yeah, I've got good reception for everything, so I should I should definitely get it. There's no reason why I shouldn't get it.
Yeah, and now you know I care. Like, I want to stay on the phone with you to see it. Sorry. Did you receive a text from me just now, though?
Nope, I still haven't received a text from you. No text and no email. Nope. Now, I got your first email when you told me to hit yes to accept that invitation, but I haven't gotten anything. I've also gotten no...
Wow, my text didn't send out just now. Okay, this is awkward. Hold on. Let me talk to my team right now.
Not to sound silly, but you know that I do have a different area code. I'm not a 302.
410?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Wait a minute.
Well, I just say that because a lot of times people think that because we're working in Lake, we have the same area code telephone number, but we don't. He has a Delaware and I have a Maryland.
Okay. All right, I'm being more impatient with that part here. What's going on? There we go. I'm trying to send it out manually here to you. I'm going to repeat these numbers back in the email just in case. Well, no, you got my email, too, for the to set up for the your for the tech interview. BoschAllClean@gmail.com. I have the phone number 410-430-4643.
I'm sorry, John, you were going in and out.
Oh, no. Okay, can you hear me?
No, you're going in and out.
Okay, can you hear me now, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. All right. I'm checking with our team on this one, our IT team, to see why this is taking so long. I'm reaching out everywhere here. I want to make sure you get this. What's going on here? Refresh. Still in queue.
It's still showing in queue?
Yeah. And that was literally 8 minutes ago. And then my text didn't send out to
you. Are you able to send it again?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do right now. Let me make sure. Initial invoice. Send.
So I told my
supervisor. I was due back at 1:41 from lunch, and my whole computer was shut down. She said, did the dog do it, LOS? No, not like the dog ate my homework. I'm being serious. Not true. My
computer was shut down.
Thankfully, she's very cool.
Oh, that's awesome. There you go. That is hilarious. All right.
Yeah.
I want to make sure, because you're working as well, too. Oh, my gosh. I just don't want to hang up the phone unless you see this, too.
Let me check the email again.
Can you check it one more time for me? Yeah.
No, I still don't have anything in email, and I don't have anything in text. Oh, you know what? No, that shouldn't matter. It should still come through. It should just tell me that it could possibly, because I've got that spam stuff on my phone. But it should still come through. It would just tell me that it could be potential. It could be potential spam. I don't think that should make a difference.
I'm going to send just a regular text. I'm going to say, this is John with Local Flash. See if that goes through. Yeah, that one's not even sending. What is going on?
You want me to try to send you something? Fruitsack?
Yes. Yes, please. That 877 number? Yep. Text that same phone number. Yes, ma'am.
877-635.
Yes, with that one. Mm-hmm.
635-6225. I didn't have to have a 1 in front of the 877, did I, John?
No, you're fine.
Okay, I was going to say, I sent a text that says, hey, John, this is Colleen. On my side, it's showing that it was sent.
Okay, let me refresh on here, see if it went through.
Because I saved that 877 number in my contacts.
Perfect. It came through. I see it. All right. Now I'm going to try to send an invoice through text, and maybe that could have been it. I don't know, but it's worth a shot.
Okay. But you got my text?
I got your text. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The heck, it's not going through on my side. Why is this happening? Huh. I believe this is my first time having this issue. Okay. Usually I go through everything. I've been here for a while, so I'm like, all right, this is what it is, you know. That was my last guess on that one, though. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I just don't want to waste the time on this one. So,
Colleen, you want to try to send it to my personal email?
Well, no, I don't want to switch anything. Yeah,
no,
I don't want to switch it. Yeah, just because it's sending. This is what I'm going to do. Because I'm talking to our IT guy right now, too, saying maybe there's something going on with this thing. So, might be my system on here. So, if for any reason it's going to go through, I just want to make sure I confirm with you today that you got it. That's just something I would like to do, if that's okay with you. I just don't want to keep on the string here and then keep waiting and waiting and trying over and over again. Let me talk with these guys right now and see if I can kind of test it out a little bit. But is it all right if I call you a little bit later today just to check in with you to make sure you got it?
Yeah,
I won't blow up your phone, I promise.
You'll need to call my number. Yeah.
Okay, I will. All right. Thank you for your patience on this one. I just like to keep to my promises, so it's very important to me.
That's okay.
All right.
That's fine.
All right, Colleen. Well, first off, congratulations for you and your husband. Welcome to the family here. I will call you guys a little bit later today, just to make sure this is, once I know that for a fact it's working again on my end, I'm going to try it again and make sure you guys get this, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll talk to you in a little bit. All right.
All right,
thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.